time now for KJN's Heartbeat Today, daily program focusing on the people, places, and events that make the Nishna Valley a special place. Today's edition of Heartbeat Today brought to you by Camblin Plumbing and Heating in downtown Atlantic. Here at this morning's program is your host, Jim Field.
Hey, Chris, how are you this morning?
I'm doing well. Yourself?
Not too bad. A little chilly outside this morning.
Yeah, a little bit chillier.
A little cooler than what we've had here the last few days. 27 degrees outside right now. Yeah, 27 degrees.
You will need the jacket this morning.
About 20 degrees cooler than it's been the last few days outside in the morning. So, yeah, you might want to grab the jacket and perhaps a hat and some gloves, too. And if you're heading out to football tonight, your forecast is calling for?
Yeah, it's not going to be warm by any stretch of the imagination.
Cold.
So let's get up to 55 today and then low of 38 overnight. So you'll be somewhere in between there.
So you're probably looking into the 40s by the time that sun goes down and settles in a little bit. But the wind isn't going to be anywhere near like
no,
it was yesterday.
No, it should be all right.
So that's the good news for tonight. And it looks like it should be dry
too. Yeah, rain maybe towards the morning, but not overnight.
Very good. All right. So go out and enjoy some football tonight too. Brett's in with us this morning. He'd like to tell us today a little bit about Camblin Plumbing and Heating. How are you?
Good morning. A Lennox air-to-air heat pump could be your best friend this coming winter. It's warm, eco-friendly, doesn't make hardly any noise, and can be very cool during the summer months. On top of that, it'll work very hard and save you many dollars in energy cost. Camblin Plumbing and Heating are pros at installing an air-to-air heat pump, and in most situations, we can adapt one of these state-of-the-art units to your present furnace. With seven different models to choose from, we can help you get just the right unit to fit your needs and budgets. With the best warranties, competitive pricing, and quality that we have all come to respect, Lennox air-to-air heat pumps are the best bet for investing your money and getting a good return. Give us a call in Atlantic at 243-1512 or in Harlan at 755-3286.
Excellent. Thank you, Brett. Does Hannah still go out trick-or-treating?
No.
She's done with that.
She's gave it up.
Really?
Yep.
There's candy to be had.
She's terrified of the bloody barn, though. I told her I'm going to take her, and she don't want to go.
Doesn't want to do that, huh? So you're done with the whole joy of wandering around on Halloween night?
Yeah.
Watching the kids trick-or-treating from afar?
Like it's going to be pretty cold, too. So
It might be a little chilly out. Yeah. It might be a little chilly. You know, that was always one of the key things that we had to consider when we were looking at what costumes we were going to do. We didn't really buy too many costumes at the store. We typically bought the stuff we needed to make our costumes at home, but it was always a challenge to make sure, just in case, that the costume was going to look all right over the top of whatever winter coat we had to wear in case it was cold out. Because the last thing you wanted to do is wear a coat over the top of whatever costume you had. There's no fun in that. Mm. It just takes away the whole thing. So a lot of years we ended up just going as like football players. You know, we had a helmet and shoulder pads and stuff, and you know, you just look like an offensive lineman once you put the big heavy coat on underneath. So it wasn't so bad.
I had a hard plastic mask, and I think I wore that thing for 10 years with the old elastic strap around the back.
Ooh.
Same thing every year.
Those were never fun, were they? And you just dig into the top of your ears, those little straps. Ooh, yeah. Now, we had some of those when we were very young children with some of those kinds of things, too. But however your child is going to dress up for the Halloween night coming up on Friday night, hope they have a good time and stay warm. Lots of things going on around the area. We do have a number of the different activities and things from some of the area communities that they've shared with us about going on for Halloween night. As Brett alluded to, the Atlantic Haunted House, which is actually called the Bloody Barn. You. That'll be at the Cass County Fairgrounds, barn number 4, and it'll be open on Halloween night, actually, October 31st, from 7 to 9 p.m. A lot of times those kinds of things are open ahead of time, but then they get out of the way before the actual date. But they're open, I think, when they've been open, they're open now.
Yeah, are they open every night this week or
I don't,
not?
I'm not sure of the whole
Hannah
schedule.
Hannah hasn't told me the truth if that's the case. She told me it wasn't be open until Halloween night.
Oh, I got it. Well, maybe it's not. I'm not sure. What I have here in front of me, it says it'll be open on Halloween night, October 31st from 7 to 9 p.m. And if you'd like more information or you have a larger group that you would like to bring out together, you can get a hold of the Atlantic JCs on Facebook or you can get a hold of the it's the Atlantic Haunted House on Facebook. Or you can call 249-8222 if you'd like to know more about that. Also, downtown trick-or-treating in Atlantic will be held in the downtown area from 4 to 5 p.m. Have an opportunity to duck in and out of some of the area businesses and pick up some stuff. And then the citywide trick-or-treating is from 5 to 7 o'clock on Friday night. And there'll be some costume contests going on as well. The costume contest registration is at 3:30. And then the judging is at 4 o'clock at the Atlantic City Park. So some things going on here in Atlantic for the holiday. Also here in Atlantic, the Allen Place is inviting the public to trick-or-treat there. They're at 1406 East 19th Street here in Atlantic. And that'll be from 5 to 7 p.m. on October 31st. They'll have cookies and hot chocolate served along with treats from the residents. Cookies and hot chocolate. That sounds actually pretty good.
Yeah.
We may have to stop over. Trick-or-treating in Anita this year will be this Friday, October 31st. They'll trick-or-treat from 4:30 to 6:30. They'll have costume judging held at the fire station starting at 7 o'clock, and they'll have groups from babies to fifth grade, and the Anita Town and Country Club will be holding a soup supper as well on Friday night from 5 to 7 p.m. at the fire station. Did you find out more about the Bloody Barn?
Yes, they've been open the past three weekends, but the next date will be just Halloween.
So. Just Halloween. Okay, very good. So is Hannah off the hook?
I think she probably is.
Okay. Yeah. All right. No secrets between dad and daughter. We can't have that. The Avoca Public Library also is going to be sponsoring their third annual Halloween party coming up on Friday, October 31st. The kids will trick-or-treat down Elm Street from 4 to 5 p.m., and then they'll return to the library for some hot dogs and juice. Now, last year, they had a couple of bounce houses, a ring toss game, slimy body parts in a bag. Yeah, sorry about that. I know you're eating breakfast. That's all at the library. They're hoping to add some more activities this year. Slimy body parts in a bag. Downtown businesses are encouraged to participate in that. The library is also organizing a preteen dance with a haunted hall to start later on in the evening back at the Avoca Legion Hall, too. So lots of activities going on in the Avoca area for the youngsters for Halloween. Also in Messina, the Chamber of Commerce, they're sponsoring Hot Dogs and Hayride event. And that's on Friday, October 31st. That's from 6 to 8 p.m. There'll be hayrides for the kids, along with grilled hot dogs, cookies, bars, and a drink. And there'll be a there will not be a costume contest, but you can feel free to stop by in your costumes as well. Again, that's from 6 to 8 p.m. this Friday. Also over in the community of Casey, they'll be trick-or-treating on Friday, October 31st from 5 to 7 p.m. They'll have a trunk-or-treat party from 5 to 7 p.m. on Casey's Main Street as part of that. That's sponsored by the Casey Service Club. And also the local firemen will be out on the streets as well, kind of helping out to make sure everything goes safely and smoothly during the evening for the youngsters. And in Adair, they'll be trick-or-treating this Friday from 6 to 8 p.m. Now, members of the Adair Fire Department will also be out assisting to patrol the streets during that time. Nice that the guys and gals are willing to get out and help out the youngsters and make sure everything goes well for them during the evening. The Adair Chamber will have a trick-or-treat on Main Street from 5:30 to 6:30 that evening, and that's on Adair's Main Street. There'll also be a scavenger hunt around the Main Street area there, and you can stop at City Hall in Adair for your instructions. There'll be a costume parade at 5:45, and that'll be followed by a costume contest with food and drinks provided there, too. Just a sampling of some of the events and activities going on around the area for the Halloween evening coming up on Friday. It's kind of exciting that Halloween's on a Friday for the kids this year.
Yeah, you betcha. Then go out and have a good time and rest up the next morning.
Yeah, well, they don't have to worry about getting over that sugar coma the next morning and getting off to school again. You know what happens when you have a sugar high that night?
You crash.
Oh, next day's tough. Yeah. That's a little kid's lesson on what it's like to be an adult, isn't it? Yeah, well, hope you have a good time. Get out and have some fun. Enjoy Halloween and then trick-or-treating, and for heaven's sakes, do it safely, too. I want to turn things back over to Brett. He's still working on his costume, but he'd like to tell you more about Camden Plumbing and Heating.
Sterling tubs and showers are made with you in mind. Many of their styles have soap shelves, non-slip floors, and sizes to fit most applications. Their remodeler units allow us to take practically any situation and make it better. Camblin Plumbing and Heating has carried Sterling now for several years, and we're pleased not only with their quality, styles, and ease of installation, but also with the competitive pricing that they offer to you, the ultimate consumer. Shop Camblin Plumbing and Heating for all your bathroom remodeling needs and get discount pricing every day. Stop in and see us at 307 Chestnut in Atlantic or at 1013 7th Street in Harlan. The thought of the day today comes to us from Dwight D. Eisenhower. A sense of humor is part of the art of leadership, of getting along with people, and of getting things done.
Very good. Thank you, sir. Appreciate that. Hey, go out and have a great day, and God bless America.